Bloomberg Intelligence, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Hey, good morning, 6:21 on Wall Street. I'm John Tucker. Bloomberg Intelligence this morning being brought to you by CIT, from transportation to healthcare to manufacturing. CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. Well, a profit from Deutsche Bank. Maybe a surprise there. Allison Williams, senior analyst from Bloomberg Intelligence, joining us this morning. Yeah, a profit, but Allison, the sort of Damocles still hanging over the head of Deutsche Bank, is that too dramatic?
Yeah, so capital does remain the key concern for Deutsche Bank, and really it's this Department of Justice negotiation, which obviously they were not able to provide any update on that. And so I think that until that's resolved, that really is the key issue that is weighing on the shares.
The debt and currency trading, how much of a surprise was that there? I mean, everybody else has been profiting from that, so was it a surprise?
So I guess it was a surprise, perhaps before the bar had been raised by the U.S. peers. So the U.S. peers beat their estimates by about 27%, and Deutsche Bank, a very similar 27% surprise. So they had, if you look at their revenue, it was up 14% over a year, so that's much better than the decline that had been expected by consensus. That consensus did not move after the U.S. report, so expectations may have been higher, but not necessarily reflected in that. So the 14% gain is a positive, but it does compare to a 49% jump at the U.S. peers. And so, as Deutsche Bank pointed out, there are some mixed issues. There is some restructuring that's obviously dampening their results. They have a much smaller U.S. credit unit. They've exited some securitized trading businesses, and that was really a source of a lot of the strength in the U.S. They have said that about a quarter of the revenue decline year to date has been due to some of their restructuring. So I think you would not expect their result to be as strong as the U.S., just given all the changes that they're making. I think the positive thing is that you are at least seeing some stabilization. Some of the concerns had centered at the end of third quarter and going into the fourth quarter regarding revenue attrition. And the company did say, management did say, that they did experience some loss of business due to some of the negative perceptions, especially in their markets business, just their trading business, as well as their wealth business. But since then, that has really abated and perhaps reversed in some cases.
Well, how much breathing space does this give them right now?
Well, I think that, again, the key concern really relates to this. There are legal risks overall, so the Department of Justice is really only one of these. And I think that, to some extent, there's some relief that their business is improving with a broader revenue environment. But the other sort of negative thing, perhaps from the call, was that management has been saying they wanted to resolve these issues by year end.
Okay.
And they did specify that, keep in mind, your end is mid-March. That's okay. When they do their filing.
Allison, thanks very much. We're going to have to leave it there. Allison Williams from Bloomberg Intelligence, senior analyst. You're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak.